Madame Salvador, although this note may seem absurd to you, I feel impelled to run the risk of your disdain. In writing thus a warning word to you, my one desire is but to spare you pain. To Madame Salvador, to Madame Salvador, I do not know if you're aware or not of the malicious, foolish things that people say. I gravely doubt whether you care or not, but just the same, in quite a humble way. Dear Madame Salvador, your name and reputation I am eager to defend, so count on me, I beg of you, sincerely as your friend. There, if I should send it, would she just tear it angrily in half? Or would she know how very deeply I intend it to be of service to her? Or would she laugh?
She wouldn't laugh, nor would she be angry. She would be touched and very grateful.
Oh.
Forgive me for eavesdropping. I would not have done so had I not heard my name. But you see, a little accident has occurred.
An accident?
Oh, nothing in the least serious. My horse has cost a shoe, a careless thing to do. Although he has apologized and shown that he is most upset for conduct so uncivilized, I cannot quite forgive him yet.
Of course, there is nothing so incautious as a horse.
My horse has cost a shoe, so I appeal to you. I meet you by a happy chance in this untimely circumstance. Pray tell me what to do.
To be able to assist Madame Salvador is an honor that I shan't forget. I will drive you safely home in my father's wagonette.
You are so kind, I'll be ever in your debt for your chivalry combined with your father's wagonette. Who could foretell that a most obliging fate would arrange for what befell to befall me just exactly by your gate? Who knows what magic power guides the hearts of those who drive the boat in little cars?
Often in dreams I have known about this meeting and awakened to the beating of my true romantic heart. Although it seems too ridiculous to mention, my intolerable tension has been lightened by a little horse and cart.
I know.
My dreams were fated to come true.
And so,
your horse discreetly cast a shoe.
Magic power guides the hearts of those who drive.